Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Little Heartland Rock and Roll bringing us back, Mr. John Cougar Mellencamp. We are rocking and rolling with our good friend Tim Berry. Hi, folks. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'm glad you stayed with us. And Tim is, as you know, is the founder of Palo Alto Software. That's paloalto.com, right, Tim?
That's right.
And also bplans.com, right? That's where they can find hundreds of sample plans where they can find out how to do a business plan.
500 sample plans from table of contents to appendices. All of them you can read free online at bplans.com.
And you can do that before you buy their product. We like companies like that, so check that out, folks.
Yeah, bplans is all free. You don't have to buy anything, and those are available for people to... Because people say, well, what's a business plan? Well, it's actually like 510 now, something like
that.
Wow.
Yeah. And, of course, timberry.com. They can find you more online there, too, some of the new stuff that you're doing.
Yeah.
And of course, Twitter, at timberry. Tim, talk to us about strategy. You've got some ideas in the time we have remaining about some important thoughts on strategy.
Well, I was asked the other day to do a sort of a condensation of business strategy, which I think works because it's not all that sophisticated or academic. And I say think of three words. First of them is identity. The second of them is market. And the third word is focus. And you can really wrap strategy into those three words as long as you understand that they're all mixed up, they're enmeshed. It doesn't come one at a time in a sequence. By identity, I mean, who are you as a company? Look in the mirror. What are your strengths? What are your weaknesses? What are you really good at?
Why do people like you, and why would they, maybe they don't like you?
Yeah, that's your identity. It's like a fingerprint. Every company is different, and you just think like, oh yeah, we're a restaurant, for example. Well, there's infinity of ways restaurants are different from each other.
Should we ask what our personality is, or what our corporate personality is?
Yes, in every way, it's how you're different,
right.
How you're better, what you do better, what
right.
you like to do,
mm-hmm.
and what you don't like to do. That's all part of that first part,
right.
Identity.
And the market?
Market is often who you're not trying to sell to, but in market, it's the more specific, the better. Sometimes people like to imagine who is our ideal customer.
Mm-hmm.
But it's often who isn't. You know, with the restaurant, are you looking for the people out for a really nice dinner, spending a long time, great food, but slow, like a date?
Mm-hmm.
Or are you looking for people that have a van full of soccer kids, elementary school kids, that they need to get the little bellies fed fast?
Right.
Very, very different market, and that is strategic.
And I tell people that the phone book, if you're a small business, the phone book is not your prospect list.
No, it's very important to understand who isn't in your market.
Mm-hmm.
Are you selling to the high end? You want the people who want the best, or the people who want the fastest or the cheapest? And see, if you try to get everybody, then you're not credible.
Exactly. And focus.
There's a quote from Bill Cosby, although this goes to market, but still, it's so good, we got to get this in before we get focused. He says, quote, "I don't know what the secret to success is, but I do know that the secret to failure is trying to please everybody."
Yeah, I like that.
So focus is, again, you can't do everything. You have to think of displacement. Everything you do rules out something else that you can't do. So that third element, and remember they're mixed up, is what we call strategic focus. So you have to recognize that you need your target market, you need your strengths and weaknesses, you need your core competence, you need differentiation. And all of that is done sometimes like the sculptor who starts with a big block and chips off and
mm-hmm.
discover the statue. It's what you aren't doing that
mm-hmm.
gives you strategic focus. And in small business, sometimes that's absolutely vital to survival.
So find out who you are and why people should do business with you. Find out who the best prospects you are, who is your profile, who's your ideal customer, and make sure you know who isn't your ideal customer, and then focus on that.
Yeah, and focus on what you are doing and be aware of what you're not doing, and usually there's a reason, and it'll match your identity and your market. And see, that's how the three of them have to come together. It's not one in a row or in a sequence. The focus and the market and the identity have to come together, and they're all reflections of the same thing. And so often in strategy, you know, there's a lot of academic stuff on strategy.
Right.
But so often, when you really look at it, the hard part is sticking to it, not finding it, because it becomes
awesome. Right. Well said. Tim Berry, thanks for being here. Good job today, as always.
Thank you, Jim.
Berry, ladies and gentlemen, he's already celebrated his 11th anniversary with us, so you know we're not going to do without him. Palo Alto Software, PaloAlto.com, I should say, and TimBerry.com. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, reminding you to be guilty today of committing a random act of kindness.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.